Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. On this Thursday, after hearing my analysis this week, the website Real Clear Politics now predicts Republicans will win the Senate 52-48, and the House will be a red barn come November 8th. Things have changed as the economy worsens and President Biden will not even acknowledge the horror inflation is wreaking on working Americans. The smart money understands that money runs America, not Duncan. Families that cannot pay the bills are tense families. Biden is about as empathetic to them as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy. Joe Biden is through in the court of public opinion, as is his party, at least in this voting cycle. Now, the Republicans may find a way to muck it all up, but I don't think so. It's just 3 weeks until the vote. Biden's performance has been so awful, it is impossible to disguise it, and things are not going to change before November 8th. And so America will turn again, away from progressive zealots and towards a more traditional governance. This change cannot come fast enough. The Biden administration has done a tremendous amount of damage to this country. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.